You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If the sun goes down on your wrath and it turns into a year, 2 years, 3 years, now we got a whole platform that you got to pull. When all it was 3 pounds. Order my steps in your word. Have you ever put off today for tomorrow when God told you to move? I want to encourage you to make the change, to make the switch. I want to encourage you to let God have his way. Yield to the word of God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Divine Guidance. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalms 119, verses 130 through 133.
You're moving and shaking. You don't even know. You don't even want to talk about your God. That's why God had me in your life to bring you back to order. Amen. Because we're going to need him. Amen. As he carried me up, I can see 7 years. 7 years out ahead of us along the Serengeti, there's a fire out there that's burning fiercely. And if you don't have the extinguisher of faith, you will not overcome it. Listen to what I'm saying. 7 years ahead of you, there's a fire that's brewing. And if you don't have faith to extinguish it, it's going to burn your life up. That's why you need to build your faith now. Because you're going to face the fire. But if you got faith, you'll be able to extinguish it. So thank God things are going well now. But you got to get your faith in Jesus. Order my steps in your word. It's about building a strong foundation on the principles of the word. Allowing it to shape and to mold you. Be not conformed with this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let it shape your beliefs. Let it shape your actions. Let it help you to resist the temptations of this world. So you won't sway. You won't be swayed by influences in the world. I love the fact the Bible says in Psalm 119, 133 in the New Living, guide my steps by your word, divine guidance, so I will not be overcome by evil. In other words, if you don't have your feet in the right place, when the stressors come, when the influences come, you won't have anything to hold you fast to keep you from slipping into those things that will entice you. The word gives us the power to resist. So order my steps in your word and let not iniquity have dominion over me. It really signifies divine guidance, protection, seeking that God would direct your steps, but also stabilize. Directing one's steps, ordering one's steps is to stabilize your stance. Stabilization, in other words, you're not floundering or slipping. That's why God has a way of, even along a hill, of creating even ground for you. Say, for instance, if you got to walk up a hill and you have to stop, you have to learn how to lean in so you don't fall back. Well, God, when your feet are ordered by the Lord, he actually creates steps along your path, even though there's an incline, so where you're balanced as you move. He helps your footing. Maybe he sends angels to come up under your feet to make sure you're balanced as you're climbing up higher. So if you got a measure, if you got a baby in your arm, baby in the womb, husband, stuff that you got to deal with, and you're going up a slope, if you stick with his word, you keep sowing, you keep keeping your mind on the Lord, stay in Bible study, make sure you do what you need to do, applying it every day, he will give you the ability to have even feet as you go higher. You try to balance it on yourself, you're going to have an anxiety attack. You don't know what to do. You're going to be calling everybody and you will yield to influences. Yeah. But just obeying his word. And you can have all of these things going on and somebody will walk up to you. How do you stay so cool with all of this stuff going on in your life? And you're going to point to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to point to the master. I have people ask me all the time, how do you deal with the stuff you deal with? I said, how can I lose with the stuff I use? How can I lose? My juice is not of this world. The juice I'm on is not of this world. It's not wrapped up. I don't smoke it. The juice that I'm on is not of this world. I don't have to go to a place and get it and drink it. The juice that I'm on is not of this world. It comes from the word. And because I get it, I'm vicariously intoxicated. When everybody else is freaking out, I find peace, glory to God, like a river. Because my feet are ordered by. Do I get upset? Yes. But I always come back to the order of God's word. And that's what you want. God wants you to have a resilient bounce back anointing. Yes, I went through something, but I bounced back. Yes, they made me angry, but I bounced back. Yes, it was hard for me, but I bounced back. There's no inertia in my life. Solomon said, if a tree falls in the forest, unless somebody's moving it, it's going to stay there. Glory to God. And some of you, just like a log that fell, you fell and there's no one to move you. You have no substance and you're decaying right in the midst of it. But if you get a word in your life, God will have you develop a bounce back anointing in you, that though you fall, you're not a log. He's going to help you to stand back up, glory, to get replanted so you can grow again. Now, I'm bigger than a tree that got cut down. Glory to God. He gave me a foundation. Glory to God, even in his word. Whew, thank you, Jesus. So divine guidance is coming. Divine guidance is coming. God has a desire for you. The reason why he guides in his word is because he has a desire for your future. So he's guiding you toward it. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for revelation knowledge flowing freely, unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic or demonic force. God wants mothers to flow with him. God wants mothers to flow with him. God wants mothers to flow with him because he's got a predetermined spot for you to get in. So he's got your word. He's got his word. He's giving it to you. And he's guiding you toward where he's taking you. You just see feet are ordered by the Lord, but look, he's ahead of you. He's out ahead. He has a predetermined spot he's trying to get you to, and the word will guide you there. Amen. He's, write it down, the ultimate director. The ultimate director. If a maestro was here today and all of us were a part of his band and you had your instrument, that maestro has a predetermined spot he wants us to get in. So I want all of the flute players to play this. I want the trombones to play that. I want the trumpets to do this. I want those on the drums to do that. And I want you to, right now, I want you to just work on this. And I want you to work on that because they have a mind. If I get all of you to do your parts, after a while, when I start directing the ultimate director and you've done your part in your practice, when it's time for us to perform, we will have harmony and a symphony up in here. But if you don't do your part, and you're just looking at what you're going through and how hard it is to blow, you're not going to get your part done and you're not going to be able to get the whole thing done at the end. So what God is trying to do with us, he's got all of these different instruments and he's trying to get a sound to come from us, and he's the ultimate director, which means he knows more about it than you. So trust him. Glory to God. I may know a little bit more about spirituality than you. It's not for me to brag in, but you can trust the fact that I'm trying to get you somewhere because I've studied it. I've sat in the presence of the Lord while you sitting at a bar. I'm sitting on my knees while you playing games, right? So you can get guidance this way. Why would you go to college and sit in class and you know more than the teacher? You got to submit to somebody. I don't care what you're doing, from buying a home, you got to sit with somebody and let them guide you. So when you come to church, let the preacher guide you. Let the preacher, I say it again, let the preacher guide you. Let me tell you about guidance. Naaman comes into, he's got leprosy. I think his name was Naaman. He comes into Jerusalem. A slave girl tells him, you got all these problems, but if you get to this particular spot, she's a slave. But if you get to this spot, there's a man of God that can speak to you and things will change. What? So he takes his chariot, but he's got leprosy. He takes his chariot all the way to Israel, all the way to Israel. Gets to the prophet's house. The prophet decides not to come out. He sent his servant out. Go out there and tell him to do so and so and so and so. The man gets upset. He couldn't come himself. Like many, he couldn't come himself. I came all this way. He couldn't come himself. The scripture's there to help guide us that when you're dealing with your attitude, you'll know how to check it. It's not just for you to preach and talk about what the Bible say, but when you get to a place and you feel like somebody didn't give you respect, what are you going to do with it? He got mad and his servant had to tell him, if he told you something hard, would you do it? This is easy. Can you just obey it? It doesn't matter how high you are or what your authority is. Can you listen to simple things? See, when you read the word, he'll guide your behaviors. You'll see yourself on the job. I can't believe they sent me an email. They were talking to me. They could have talked to me. They didn't have to send an email. You letting that bother you? Oh, my God. I get all of this stuff as a pastor. They could have sent, they sent me a text. We're not even talking about hard stuff. This ain't like taking sheetrock and you got to go up a roof. You got to climb up a roof and put sheetrock and all this other stuff and shingles on the top of a roof. And you're trying to put all of this, build walls and stuff. You're not doing that. This is very easy. How do I relate to an email? Well, they had it all in caps. That bothers you? You let that bother you? Read Naaman. Read it. When he obeyed the man of God that sent a word through his servant, his flesh became like a baby. He was healed. And you may be just a few shifts in your attitude from your next healing. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. Adhering to the word is also here. Order my steps is adhering to your word. You'll find the importance of obedience to the word of God. In essence, I believe in one's life seeking the guidance of the Lord strengthens your walk with the Lord. Seeking guidance from the Lord strengthens your walk with the Lord. I want to be pleasing in your sight. And he will help you. Write it down. It's time to make that switch. How about you? Have you ever put off doing what God told you to do for tomorrow? You know what he told you to do, but I'll do it later. Actually, when he tells you to do something, I believe you got a 24-hour grace period to decide. If you wait past 24 hours, that which is simple becomes harder. What he's telling you to do may weigh 3 pounds. You can pick it up just like this here, 3 pounds, and put it over there. But if you wait for days, for months, for years, now the 3 pounds has grown in weight. Now it's heavier to move. And you're walking around now trying to deal with something that was very easy to move, but it's whole, it's grown in size and velocity. And you got to juggle all this stuff now, but you should have done it within 24 hours. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If the sun goes down on your wrath and it turns into a year, 2 years, 3 years, now we got a whole platform that you got to pull. When all it was 3 pounds. Amen. Order my steps in your word. Have you ever put off today for tomorrow when God told you to move? I want to encourage you to make the change, to make the switch. I want to encourage you to let God have his way, yield to the word of God. To deal with order, I got to deal with disarrangement or disorder. A state of being thrown into disorder. Or having your order disturbed. Why would God say, order my steps? Because he's looking at a group of people who are dealing with disarrangement. Something happened to knock down your pins. Your home is disheveled and untidy. Your mind is not regulated. Your ways are not centralized. You don't have a routine or discipline spiritually. You're out of bounds. I didn't come to church for this, Bishop. Yes, you did. This is what? What's the name of this church? In Truth Revealed, take the word Christ and put it for truth. It is Christ unveiled. And what he did in his earthly ministry is walk with 12 men and then multitudes for 3 years that had disheveled lives. And he corrected it and prepared them for a ministry function. That when he goes away, he will send the comforter to lead and guide them into truth. And he walked with them so they could. He was the word made flesh that walked with them to order their steps. That when they didn't see him anymore, they would have a guiding system. Just like he's trying to get with this generation. And he's using us to get it started. The church. I'm not expecting people that never had a church service or a pastor named Merton Clark. I'm not expecting them to have their lives in order if they've never gone to church. But you know me. We walked together for years. And for those of y'all that are just coming in, hello. Praise the Lord. You're getting a little taste of it too, right? That's right. It's vicariously intoxicating. You need to get under the fountain. And God is pointing you in his direction. And so I'm a straight up type person. And I believe God wants us to be straight up. The reason why I'm talking about order my step, God told me that the church and his people are full of disarrangement. Things are out of order. There's no consistency or soundness. So we got to get it back into order. If I asked you, do you pray once a day? What would you be? You don't have to answer it, because I can hear you talking about, If I were to measure your spirituality based on what you do in 24 hours, where would God fit? Think about what I'm saying. If the scripture says where your treasure is, that's where your heart is, that means we can track your spending to tell where your heart is. That's what it means, right? So if you ever want to do a budget, one of the things they do is say, how do you spend your money? What do you spend your money on? How much on entertainment? How much on bills? How much on fun? How much you just waste away? How much do you save? How much do you tithe? And you can track and see where your heart is based on the way you spend. What you put your emphasis on. That's why if you ever want to get married, always check credit scores. If you ever want to get married, just check credit score. Now, I'm not saying it's the only criteria, but you'll learn a lot about how people are. What is your credit score? Don't worry about that. What do you mean? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the deep stuff. It's not deep. If American Express don't trust you, and Chase, why would I? When's the last time you bought a home? Well, I'm trying to get on that. All right, let's move forward. We can help you to do that. But my point is, I need to know a little bit about your history. How many times did you move in the last 5 years? Well, Bishop, that's none of your business. Well, when a person doing a background check on you, that's what they do. They can say, if you move a lot, then something is unstable. Am I right? I'm not even in your business. This is what the world does. This ain't the church. You wouldn't handle it if it was the church. That's none of your business, Bishop. But the world does it. You want to buy? Tell me how many times have you moved in the last 5 years? Well, I moved 17 times. What? How many times have you moved from your job? How many times have you? Well, that's none of your business. We're talking about stability now, right? There's no order. They would say there's no order in your life. So we can't give you a security clearance that's high. You want to work for the government? We got to check out and see how you've done in your past. What is your her story or history? His story or her story? I don't do background checks unless you're working with children. I got to know what you've done. Other than that, you got a clean slate. Unless you steal money. You can't work with the county stewards if that's your problem. And if you want to drive the van, you can't have a lot of accidents. I got to check it out. Y'all understand me? Okay. Disarrangement. Why we need the word, order my steps, because there's disarrangement. People are moving emotionally. Men are moving emotionally versus standing on principles. Amen. You don't go. You'll say God is leading you, but really it's emotions leading you. Really, there's a deficit in your past and you're overcompensating. If we fix the deficit, you won't have these shades in your mind. Amen. If we can correct the problem with your father, everything else will come in alignment. Am I preaching to the right church?
Yes.
Most of us have a problem in our lives, in relationships, because of a distance between our father. But if you can ever correct it, then the portal for your heavenly father will open. And there's some emotional things that won't guide you anymore. Thank you, Lord. That's why I'm asking God to raise up some good daddies.
Amen.
Good daddies. We got pretty good mamas. But even their fallacies a lot of times tied to an ignorant daddy. And that's why I come hard on men, because we got to grow. I got men that are so emotional, man, that they get emotional with me. They're expecting me to like dress them up and put a bow tie on them. You look good. That's what should have happened when you were young. Now you're a man, right? So we got to get you operating like a man. I don't fix bow ties. I'm going to JCPenney's to buy a suit for Easter. Take what you got. I don't care what it is. Make sure it's neat. Make sure you have good hygiene and get to the house of God.
Amen.
We have a problem, disarrangement. We fix it and God will fix it. Switch. The enemy is the product or the author of disarrangement. He is the author of disturbing the arrangement of things. He is the author of disturbing the proper order of things. He's the disruptor in chief. He knows that if he can put things out of order, you probably don't have the foundation to put it back into order. And you'll kind of go along with this puzzle that's never been put in its proper place. Missing pieces. I want you to think about it. You got a nice puzzle and it's given to you at birth. Here come the disarrange, author of disarrangement. He comes in and takes some pieces out and hides them. They're in the same house, but he tucks them away somewhere. And as you grow, you're constantly looking for these missing pieces. Where are they? They can be right there, but you don't know. So you leave your house and go around the world to find the pieces that's missing. But it was always in your house. In your daddy's drawer. That's where he tucked it. Because there's distance there, you're never able to put it together. So you plug other things in there.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Divine Guidance, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Married and engaged couples, don't miss the Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, May 17th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. The Believer's Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class for New Believers starts Saturday, May 17th at noon at the Alliance Building. Sign up on the mobile app or scan the QR code in the foyer. Email best@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Young adults aged 20 to 39, Truth Revealed is the place to be every fourth Friday at 7 p.m. Join Focus on Friday, May 23rd to connect, fellowship, and discover your purpose. Scan the QR code in the foyer and get involved. Registration is now open for VBS 2025, Hip Hop Hope 2.0. Taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 24th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR Mobile app. For more information, email bbs@truthrevealed.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.